This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. As the nation's economy chokes, Day to Day is beginning a series of conversations about what is going on in listeners' lives. We've asked for contacts through our blog, npr.org/daydreaming. And we begin these conversations with Linda Donaldson. She wrote us from Athol, Massachusetts. Linda, you listen to Day to Day on what member station?
Usually WFCR. That's 5 College Radio out of Amherst.
And your own circumstances. You sent an email saying you don't feel very secure about your financial situation these days. What's going on?
Well, that's exactly right. I recently took a job much closer to my home, but in order to do that, I took a cut in pay. And between paying the mortgage on my own and wondering where the money's going to come from to heat the house, I'm living on the edge, paycheck to paycheck.
And winter's coming on now in Massachusetts. It's going to be cold there. You're going to need heating oil.
Yes, I've already turned on the electric blankets, but that doesn't help with the frozen pipes.
Yeah. So you are in your mid-50s. You said in this email you've gone through 2 marriages that didn't work out. You don't have any kids. You did manage to buy a home. That's very important to you. That's where you live there in Athol. And that's what your focus is, keep the home.
That's right. That's my dream come true. For many years, I rented, and I was finally able to purchase a house out here in Athol, and I just love it.
You got sick a couple of years ago. That's why you lost that last job. And then you found this new job working for a tool maker and saw blade manufacturer there in the region, and you had to take a $6-an-hour pay cut. That must have hurt.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. But I've been here about a year, so I'm hoping for a raise and just making the ends meet. But as far as dry cleaning and eating out and the little extravagances of life have definitely gone by the way.
What about paying your bills?
Yeah, I have to rob Peter to pay Paul. Unfortunately, there's months where I kind of let the electric slide so I can pay the phone and vice versa. I lose sleep over it for sure.
Yeah. When do you think you're going to be sleeping well again?
I wish I knew. Maybe after the winter when I don't have to worry about where the oil money's coming from.
You're not that far now from what people sort of think of as retirement age.
I don't see myself retiring. I'm going to work till the day I die at this point. I joke about it, but it's not really funny. I can probably afford to retire for a good 48 hours.
Linda Donaldson speaking with us from Athol, Massachusetts. She's starting off our conversations about the circumstances of people's lives in difficult times. Linda, thanks so much for being with us on Day to Day.
Alex, thank you for calling. It's been a pleasure.
And good luck to you.
Thank you.